at the sky and the stars see me. I wonder if they're happy just to be so free. Ocean, ocean, ocean eyes, you are such a surprise.
Hello and welcome to the Glidecast, shit to be glad about. I'm really glad to be
so
here
glad.
With all of you. So glad. There's a lot of gladness. I am Natalie Marie, and this is the comrade of my dreams.
This is Hannah Lee. What's up?
Yeah. What's up? I'm particularly grateful to be making this Glidecast. There are some times when the Glidecast is something we do weekly, and it's something that's a fun part of flowing energy and making. And then there's those times, Hannah, I think you've had them, when it's like a fucking game-changing lifesaver for me to have an opportunity to focus deeply and in a kind of sustained way on what's great, what's beautiful, what's working, that I personally need it. Because this is, if we remember back in season one, we started this when COVID got started, and we were like, let's hang on to our joy a little better. And that's where the Glidecast was born, was out of that dream of like, whoa, when outer contrast gets kind of big feeling, super important to make sure that you're in your integrity around how you're activated, how you're flowing your energy. So today, season 9, episode 2, and this entire season is devoted to moving energy. What that means, how to do it, how to have more fun. And Hannah, you want to tell us a little bit of story about, a little bit of story? Just do that. Could you? A little bit of story?
Yeah. So, pretend that you're all just snuggled up with me and my daughter in our big, giant, comfy bed, and there's beautiful morning light.
Smelly vagina.
Thank you. And there's beautiful morning light streaming in through the window, and the cuddles just kind of keep going on and on and on. And this is maybe sometimes where somebody starts to, the goodness kind of can turn a little sour, a little rank, and be a little bit like, or whatever. But instead of doing that, my daughter shifts the energy with a game, and it's a game that we play so much that it has a really succinct name. It's called Unicorn Fun, and it's where she is a 7-year-old. She's actually 6, but in the game she's 7, and I'm 3, and she just says, let's play Unicorn Fun, and so all of a sudden we're like these different ages, and she loves to play this game when she wants to shift the energy into like, she's in charge. All of a sudden, she's the older one. She's the big sister, and she gets to call the shots. And so she's like, let's play Unicorn Fun. I want to get you dressed, sissy. Let's get up. And it's such a beautiful way of her moving the energy from like something that was kind of starting to get a little stale, and she just decides to play with it and decides to take charge, and also not take charge in a big, demanding way or like a mean way or a grumpy way. She played with it, and she just put us into this dynamic that we're familiar with that's really fun and is just like, sissy, I'm going to get you dressed now. So that's a really beautiful, light way of moving the energy.
Yeah, that's a great beginning. And sorry that I called your vagina smelly out of context.
I think the listeners deserve
the context. Because I'm remembering that you said you didn't want to say the context, and that was a private joke. And so then, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think they deserve to know it now.
A misrepresentation of your vagina.
It's okay. During the game where my daughter was getting me dressed, I was like laying on the bed and my legs are up in the air, and she's like helping me put my leggings on that she picked out for me. And the way our bed is and my butt and her face, She was a little close to that smell. She didn't like it. That's where that came from. Super fun.
She's like, I love Unicorn Fun. I want some distance from that heat. That's great. I know. I remember we were in a play shop in up in Portland, Maine, and we were having a snuggle pile. And apparently I hadn't like wiped very well, And a lover was like snuggled up near my butt and was so horrified that I smelled like poop. And I was equally horrified because he was just like later, like I heard him behind me in the cuddle puddle just retching. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? So I have bidets in all the toilets in my house and have become a world-class wiper so that I don't destroy cuddle puddles with my poop butt. Anyway, an inspiring tale that is.
I like that's another example of you moving the energy along. Sometimes it's just a really downstream, easy solution of just like, I'm going to just spray my butt with some fancy water.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right. Didn't stay stuck on it.
So, nope. I'm going to walk away from that metaphor really fast. So, today's episode is about exploring your own awareness around how energy is moving in different situations in yourself and the joy and enormous empowerment that comes from cultivating that awareness. How fucking fun it is. It's like x-ray vision. It's like being able to see in the dark. I don't know if anybody wants that. I'm personally like cool not being able to see in the dark, but I don't know. It could be useful if you were like a vampire or something. So we're gonna dig into what we love about pieces of how energy moves and some distinctions. I think that it's really fun to kind of correlate, you know, kind of we talk about doing vibrational scans on a situation. So you may, listeners, I'm just gonna invite you to do this now. Call to mind an area in your life where you have a guess that the energy isn't moving how you want. And you'll be able to tell because it's not that fun. It doesn't feel zazzy. It doesn't feel like, whoa, woo, everything's always working out for me here. Wow, that happened. Wow, that's coming in. It's got sort of a whooshy sort of like river moving feeling. Things are happening. You're feeling steadily good. There's a sense of being right place, right time. And there's also what I call obvious magics, out loud magic. Stuff is happening in manifested form as well. You're not just feeling good about it, but hopeful for a long time. That's not, you know, that the energy might be moving lightly there, but it isn't quite at that place where it's like really coming in. So you may want to find an area of your life right now to begin, anchor yourself in that where, and so as you listen to the episode, you can sort of try out some of these techniques or ideas on that particular area, as a way to sort of ground yourself in this episode. So, I think I'm going to begin with V for vibrational scan, because I have so much excitement about this technique. And it, what I love about this technique is that it fucking sets you free from your own bullshit, like narrative or lies that you tell yourself around your stuck places. Because when you do a vibrational scan, you're just like laser visioning through all of the precious little hunky gunky crap you put on your own situations, and you drill through into a really trustworthy and clear sort of understanding of how something's working. And so, for example, you would, Hannah, do you want to do an example of a vibrational scan of something, babe?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. Let's see. I'm going to do one on something that like something that came up for me when you said, pick an area of your life where you're not feeling that huge whoosh of obvious magics. I am feeling energy moving and improving in this place, but it's definitely not at the level where I know it can be. So I'm going to focus in on my beautiful money life. And for me, I like the vibrational scans to kind of be like percentages or like slices of pie. Mm. That's like a really helpful way for me to think about it. So I would say I've got like 40% hope. I'd say I've got about like 40% excitement. And I think there's like 20% of my stomach feeling a little tight and a little like nervous and impatient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, great. Yeah, that is really great to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It can be really calm because you can be like, oh, it's very relieving for me when I do scans like that, because then I can look at whatever's going on and be like, oh, duh. The energy could never move from there. Like it, the math tracks. It's relieving for me. And then I can go on to doing some kind of, so the vibrational scan itself is an awareness tool, and an awareness tool is often like enough. Sometimes you'll just look at it and be like, oh, like it's kind of like turning the lights on in a room and that you haven't seen, and be like, oh, the couch is there. Like I'll trip over that. Like even if you shut the lights off, you still know the couch is there and you know to walk a different way. Or, oh, it's stuffy in here, and there's, now I see where the windows are. I can open those. So like this awareness technique can be enough, but then there's also a lot of other really fun ways to move energy. Hannah, what do you got?
Yeah. So I think of the feeling of, for W, the feeling of whoosh is a really beautiful indicator that the energy is moving. And I think it's really beautiful to remember that there's this whole spectrum, the emotional ladder that I love to think of, our whole spectrum of emotions. And so for me to realize I'm at impatient, that's pretty cool, because that is way above fear. That's way above anger. That's, and it's also, it's just below being bored. And it's then boredom is like the last part of the kind of part where you don't really want to take any energy. But then right above boredom is feeling content. And that's where winds of more inspiration start to come in. And then hopefulness and excitement keep going up. So if I were at a place of feeling depressed, and then I started to reach for thoughts of feeling angry, I would start to feel that whoosh of life force. And so I'm going to look for the whoosh that comes in when I just start to kind of feel bored, because that's going to be my next step up on the emotional ladder.
Great. I love that. That sets me up for excitement as a primary tool for moving energy. It's just exactly like what you were talking about, just a little bit of a tweak where, like, if an area of my life isn't moving, I fucking guarantee I am not trusting or following my true excitement in this area, and that I'm running some other game, and I haven't even pared down my own mental hoopla enough to get to a place where I can, first of all, reestablish my trust in the process of following my highest excitement completely, engaging it deeply. And sorry for the background noise, folks. We're having some fullness in our house today. So for me, I know that my life started getting really fucking interesting when I realized that I had an essential nature, and that essential nature required certain path walkings. There were certain destiny lines I was going to have to walk for myself in different areas. And there were certain other ones that I never would. They were just not on my ley lines, not relevant to this life experience that I came here to experience and to dance with. And realizing that I could find my way to those destiny lines by following what felt really fucking exciting for me was this insanely trustful, rich, poetic, extraordinary move that I began to make in all areas of my life. And I was just celebrating with Hannah, by like retuning to my essential self and my finances, I started to get these inspirations in different directions and have started to be very abundant and to flow and to manifest income and money in very fun ways and I followed bit by bit what was truly fucking exciting for me, and everything else could suck my big dick. And I stopped fuck coaching too much. I don't want to do that. That's not fun enough. I just started to become like bratty and what's most exciting. Like I was going to make a mud pie, and there's no way I was going to put something in that mud pie if it wasn't really fun. Just like that bratty blah, 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 energy. And it was a fucking, it cut this crystalline tunnel through mountains of rock. And I knew exactly what the next step was going to be because I knew how it felt to stay in that excited hall and to keep taking really high integrity steps and excitement. And so that's a really, really fun way to get energy moving, is to imagine this crystalline hall of heightened excitement and imagining it getting, you know, because it starts off at first, if you're in like kind of a rough spot and the energy isn't moving in an area, or it's moving in a direction you're not enjoying, it'll feel like you're in a pretty crunky, you know, like Rilke says, all the walls are stone and all the stone is close to my face. It can feel like that's hard to find excitement. But if you can just find that little first step that feels a little more exciting, you got to imagine that that crystalline hall will open up and widen and become this luminous hall of all that you get to be. You're such a co-creator of. It's your excitement that is creating that tunnel of experience that's opening up for you, which is just so fucking, just saying it gets me excited.
Amen. To hop on that, a really beautiful practical tool that you taught me, Natalie, is the Yes Storm. I'll do that for Y. Mm. Ruby and I did one the other day when we were just trying to figure out what we wanted to do together that would be the most fun for both of us. And so we did a list of everything that we could possibly think of doing that sounded even a little bit fun. And then we both mm-hmm. took our different colored markers and we circled the ones that seemed most fun to us. And then we looked at the three that we had both circled and we were like, which one really feels the most fun out of those three? And we decided the thing that would be most fun for both of us would be to go to Target. We had a great time at Target. Oh my gosh. I got some like new shirts that have really frilly sleeves. And Ruby was like, I want a belt. I'm like, you don't wear pants. She was like, no, I just need like a fashion belt. And so,
yeah,
it's so cool when you follow that.
You don't get it.
I feel like the yes is such a direct translator, that excitement. The yes is the language of excitement. And so to do a yes storm is to find the biggest, brightest yes, is the thing that is filled with the most excitement. And that excitement is telling us that that path is going to have really rich, beautiful rewards for us to go down that path. And so, of course, Ruby found this like amazing deal where there's like a packet of three like sparkly glitter belts. And of course, I found like incredible frilly sleeved shirts. And like, then we like found all this other stuff. And there are all these other reasons that it was the most fun thing for us to do. So, doing the yes storm.
So fun. Also, like, yeah, doing the yes. I mean, I love. First of all, I'm like, I'm listening to you talk about that. And I'm like, man, that is a brilliant game. Who invented that? And it's like, oh, fuck, I did.
Jesus,
so smart. And then I love hearing stories of people playing that game together because it's such a gentle apprenticeship to deep listening and positive focus together. So maybe that's a good dare to sail us out of this episode, because this season is about you playing around and moving energy, not just listening, but playing around and moving energy. So folks, I'm daring you. I'd love you to try a yes storm this week. When energy starts to feel a little low, don't let it get real low, because when you're in despair, nothing sounds bright. So this is not a process for that. But when it starts to feel a little like, I don't know what I want to do, try a yes storm where you just write on a piece of paper things that feel even vaguely interesting. And don't at any level filter what comes through. You know, like for me, I just really wanted to pluck my chin hairs before I recorded this. I don't know why that was so important, but it felt so fucking satisfying to get at them chin hairs. And then I put on delicious face cream and I just feel like a little like lollipop of love. And that's what I wanted. So like, I would have put that on my yes storm and I would have circled it 17 times. So like, play around with that. And then you write that stuff down. And then it's really fun if you want to do this to someone else, but if you don't, do it by yourself. And then circle the one or two that are most bright and engage it with your whole self. And it can be such a purification process to be. One of the things that yes storms leads you out of is like split energy, having your energy streams going in a couple of different directions and canceling each other out. A yes storm purifies that and helps you get into a place where you're wholehearted about whatever the heck you're doing. You'd say, I'm going to do this with my whole heart. That's how you play a yes storm. I'm going to do, this is the best I can get to from here. It's good enough. And I'm just going to do it with my whole heart. And then from there, I'm going to see what the next thing that I can do with my whole heart. And it just sort of ladders you up back into wholehearted presence where your energy is flown free. And it, pretty soon you don't need the game because you're in a yes storm. Suddenly, you know, you get to there and then you're like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, this is clear. It's just a way to sort of restart the momentum. So Hannah, thanks for bringing up that game. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Listener, you have been kissed square on the lips by the Gladcast.
May you sail into your day in the most delicious to you kind of way.